Welcome to the Ask Drone You podcast, where it's all about answering your drone questions today so you can fly better, safer, and even get paid tomorrow. And now, your hosts. One is a man of few hairs, and the other likes to be called Rob Burdick and Paul Lincoln.
Hello, everybody. This is Rob.
And I'm Paul, and you're listening to another informative episode of Ask Drone You.
Informative indeed, Paul. That is part of the fun, is the informative nature.
Definitely. And I just want to take a quick second to say we really appreciate support for this podcast comes from Go Professional Cases, which the original and the True Blue Cases GPC creates custom professional cases for UAV systems, drones, and GoPros. So if you need a case for your drone, check out GPC, gpc.com.
Absolutely. And guys, we don't push stuff that we don't use. I want to make that clear. That's important to us.
That is very, very, very important to us. But today's question actually comes from a member who actually has some questions about these filters. We talk about Polar Pro filters all the time. We love Polar Pro. Everyone knows I use Polar Pro for just about every shoot that I'm on. But we got an interesting question about utilizing Polar Pro filters during a very specific time of day.
And I would imagine this is a time of day that all of you out there like to shoot.
Do you like to shoot golden hour?
Golden hour. Here we go.
Hey there, fellas. This here is Brent from Oklahoma. Does Polar Pro or anyone else make a graduated filter for drone cameras? I'm thinking that'd be pretty sweet for taking pictures of sunrises and sunsets, for example, where the sky's all washed out, landscape's dark. It's hard to get that balance, you know. And if they don't, Mr. Paul needs to exert some of his influence over his buddies there at Polar Pro and have them manufacture us some of them graduated filters. Anyway, hashtag drone you is awesome. Talk at you fellers later. Bye-bye.
Maybe it's just me, Paul, but I'm hearing a little Duck Dynasty in there.
I'm hearing a little bit of bird in
this. A little bit of bird.
It just makes the jaw enunciate a little bit more.
I love it.
I do.
I love that we've got the Metros up from New York City in the group.
We've got
good old boys that we can totally relate to.
From Oklahoma. We've got our friends.
My dad's from Oklahoma. My mom's from Texas. I love it.
That's awesome. I love the people who call in from Dubai. I love the people who call in from Thailand and Australia. It's like, you guys are awesome.
You guys are awesome. It's a lot of fun. So anyways, I think we might have something for Brent.
Do we? Or does Polar Pro? And the answer is Polar Pro does have an Inspire 1 graduated filter set. It's funny, I didn't know they had these until I asked, and then I find out they do. And now I'm like, well, I want some.
So for all of you guys that thought Paul knows everything.
This is not true.
Now you know he doesn't.
Now you know I am human.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, geez. Anyway, guys, and they do have a set of three of these graduated filters. And now I found them for the Inspire 1. I haven't looked to see if they have them for GoPro. I would be really interested if they did have them for GoPro. And they have an ND8, an orange tobacco filter, and a blue filter. And they say that it increases the dynamic range of the I1 and creates a bright sky... for exposing a bright sky and also dark background shots. Now, I will say this. I've had the issue that he's talking about where you're trying to expose the sky correctly and you're trying to expose the ground correctly. I normally just use the polarizing filter. I know that sounds wild, but there are two different ways to do this that I've found out, and I like both. You can do the polarizing filter, and this is on my GoPro, so if you're using an Inspire 1, your EV compensation values are a little different. But I set my EV comp at 0. Okay. So I'm telling the camera, don't change anything. This normally works for me. If I'm having an issue and I want, you know, say the sky is really gray or you just kind of have a haze,
yeah,
I'll put an ND3 or ND4 and I'll set my exposure value up a full step. That way I still can expose the ground and the skies correctly. I found the polarizing filter works the best for me. You know, I just got brand new filters from Polar Pro for my GoPro, which thank you very much, Polar Pro. Appreciate it. Where they actually now have a neutral density and a polarizer in one.
I was just going to ask you, do you ever combine filters?
I never do, but they have. And then when they sent them to me, I use them once they're combined.
So they've taken that concept and combined and created a single filter.
Well, see, neutral density is super useful for exposing the sky and colors correctly, especially on a bright day. But polarizing filters are really good about bringing up your saturation. So when they combined those two, it was like, oh!
Magical.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes. So I haven't done a shoot with those filters yet, but I have one starting tomorrow.
Very cool. But you're going to be trying the graduated now that you know about those as well.
That's right. I have graduated to the graduated.
It's graduated, first of all. We got that wrong.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
No, but it'll be good to see how that goes for you, and then we can report back and let everybody know what you think about those.
Absolutely. But if, guys, you are looking for those graduated filters, you can find them on Polar Pro's website. They definitely will, you know, help increase your value as a videographer, as a photographer. I definitely recommend them.
What else could you use them for besides that golden hour? Any ideas? The hazy sky, perhaps, you mentioned
hazy
that.
Hazy sky. See, it says the orange tobacco filter. I would really want to use that at Lake Powell because it's so hard to expose the color of the rocks correctly. Yeah. Because when you go to Lake Powell, it's almost like a fluorescent orange and red.
It's beautiful.
It's amazing. And the color comes from the sand. Mm-hmm. The sand is what's called hematite, and it's a very specific type of sandstone that has a lot of iron oxidation in it. There are different theories on how all the iron got there and everything, but it is the same material that's on the face of Mars. So if you want to know what Mars looks like, go to Lake Powell.
Very cool.
Yes.
Somehow that must mean that we're going to have people on Mars someday.
I just saw some crazy stories about new planets and what they found on them and everything. I'm sure very soon we'll be living the Star Wars life.
Absolutely. Sending UAVs up.
Yes, absolutely. What if you could send a UAV to another planet and control it the whole way?
That'd be quite a transmitter.
Mind blown. we've got that transmitter here at the VLA in New Mexico.
That's true.
We could do it.
That'd be a start.
That would be. All right, well, let's start elevating.
All right, we'll get on that.
Anyway, guys, thank you for listening so much to our podcast. Check out the upcoming webinars that we have. They're free. You're going to learn a lot. But if you want to grow this industry like us, you have a passion for flying, we invite you into the DroneU community. It's really a continuing education platform where you have access to all of our classes and access to other members and myself. So if you ever have an issue, you're really trying to start a business and you need help, you're not going to find a better place to do that.
Nope, you're going to be in the same boat with a lot of other folks who are doing the same thing that you're doing, seeing a lot of successes. It's really, really cool to see what people are doing.
Our boats move fast and they fill with money quickly.
That's right. Just like a episode of Miami Vice.
I wish it was like that. Anyway, guys, thank you so much for listening in today. My name is Paul.
And I'm Rob.
This is Ask Drone U.
Thanks for listening to the Ask Drone U podcast. Submit your questions at www.askdroneu.com.